The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you fulfilled in your relationship? Are you looking for more love in your life? Welcome to The Truth About Love with your host, Shelley Bullard. What makes us fall in love? And how can we make it last? Why are relationships so challenging? And can we feel more connected in our lives? We'll bring you the answers you need on today's show. Now, here is Shelley Bullard.
Hi, everybody. This is Shelley. Thank you so much for joining me today on The Truth About Love. I'm so happy to have you here. And today, I'm looking forward to the show. I think it's a really important show. It took me a while to figure out what I was going to talk about today, but I guess maybe just given what's going on in my life, that's usually how I make my decisions about what I'm going to write about or what I'm going to talk about. And what's going on in my life is I've been having a lot of different feelings come up just because of different circumstances that are happening for me. And as I was thinking about it a little more today, I was just recognizing that feelings can be difficult for all of us. I know they can be difficult for me, and I really am just starting to learn how to navigate my feelings more and more. And I feel like I've actually been doing this for a while, and I'm still just learning how to really feel my feelings in their fullness. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about today. You know, most of us don't have it easy when it comes to feelings. I think for men in particular, you guys are taught that you're not supposed to have feelings and that you're supposed to hide your feelings away. And I can't imagine what that would be like. I know for a lot of men, I think it's true that somehow it's ingrained that having an emotional experience, and maybe in particular crying, that's associated with weakness. And that just doesn't seem fair, because feelings are a natural part of who we are. And so you definitely need room to have feelings. And for us women, we don't have it easy either. I think for us, we've been taught that our emotions are a flaw, that our emotionality is a flaw. And we can carry around beliefs that feelings are something for us to repress or feel ashamed of or bury. And I know for a lot of women, and myself included, that there's kind of a typical coping mechanism that we can develop when it comes to feelings. And that is, we will suppress our feelings because we don't want to feel them. We think something's wrong with us if we're feeling them. But if we do that enough, then eventually the feelings are going to come out in some way that is probably harmful down the line. So either we explode, or we can explode outwards, we can explode inwards, we have to release those feelings at some point. But that cycle just provokes more shame, because if we're repressing our feelings and exploding in a way that's harmful, we're just going to feel more shame about having feelings, and we're going to repress them even more. So in both cases, for both men and women, you know, a lot of us can be emotionally illiterate. And that's not our fault. We just haven't been taught, most of us have not been taught how to safely feel feelings. So that's what I want to talk about today, and I'm really excited about it. I think it's exciting to learn how to navigate the emotional world. Like I said, I'm learning myself, and I have to say, the more that I get comfortable with my feelings, the more I feel a deeper acceptance for myself. Because these are, my feelings are a part of me. So today specifically, I'm going to talk about the best way for us to deal with feelings. I'm just going to give you a really simple guide. It's a three-step guide on what to do when you're having a challenging emotional reaction and how to cope with it in a way that is safe and will allow you to fully express the feeling but not harm anyone or yourself in the process. And with that, I'm actually going to talk a little bit about specifically about anger, because I think anger is one of the most challenging feelings for us to feel. I'm also going to talk about a classic intimacy cycle between men and women, or between the masculine and feminine, that provokes a lot of feelings. That intimacy cycle is for the feminine to feel abandoned and for the masculine to feel trapped. And we can get into this dance within our relationships, and it provokes a lot of feelings for us. So I'm going to talk more about what that intimacy cycle is, the feelings that come up, and how we cope with it. And then I'm also going to talk about just some of the basic do's and don'ts of feelings, so you can have a guide for how to proceed when your emotions come up. Okay? I'm excited. And like always, I will be happy to take anyone's call. So if you have any questions about feelings or about relationships or anything that you'd like to ask me, I would love to hear from you and speak with you live. And the phone number you can call is 1-866-472-5795. 1-866-472-5795. Okay, so let's get started. As I was talking about at the beginning, a lot of us struggle with feelings, our authentic feelings. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We haven't been taught how to feel our true feelings. Feelings don't feel good. You know, the bad ones, they don't feel good. We don't want to feel them. That makes sense. But there's an important reason that we should actually allow ourselves to feel our authentic emotions. And the reason for that is because emotions connect us to what's real. You know, if you think about it, your emotions dictate who you want to be with, who you want to be as a person yourself, what you care the most about. Emotions are behind the best moments of our lives, and they connect us to what's really important. And the thing about feelings or emotions, I use the terms synonymously, when we suppress our feelings, we suppress all our feelings. You know, unfortunately, you don't get to choose, like, hey, I'll take a little more love and, hold off on the depression. You know, feelings come as a package. And so the more we allow ourselves to go deeper into all our feelings, the more joy we get to experience. But then also, the more, you know, we're going to feel the harder feelings as well. And of course, we get nervous about that. But here's one of the most amazing things that I've realized about feelings is that when you feel them, they pass. All those challenging feelings, if you don't try to run away from them and suppress them and get away, they actually move through us. A lot of the suffering that we create for ourselves comes from the resistance to feelings. Carl Jung said, "What you resist persists." So when we're pushing back against feelings or trying not to feel them, that actually creates more of the discomfort. So in knowing that, let me give you a really easy three-step guide of how to feel your feelings as they come up, okay? So let's say you think you're, and when I'm talking, I mean, this guide, you can use it for any feeling, but what I'm really talking about is the hard feelings, talking about anger, sadness, grief, anxiety. Any feeling that feels uncomfortable to feel, those are the ones that you're going to resist. So use this guide to try to allow yourself to feel the feeling. So the first step is to just stop. If you feel an emotion coming on, perhaps you feel it in your chest, perhaps you feel yourself tensing up, perhaps you feel like you're going to cry. Maybe you don't even know what you're feeling, but something is happening and it feels like an emotion. The first step is just to stop. We've trained ourselves to avoid feelings. So usually what we do when we start to feel something is we get busier, right? We start like moving fast. We try to fill up our, you know, time. We get on the internet or we'll do a lot of different things to try to avoid the feeling. We'll call people. We'll just start going moving fast. But I encourage you to try to avoid trying to fill up the space and actually just stop and notice that you're having a feeling. The second step is to feel the feeling. It sounds easier than it is. And it's the step we want to skip over because we don't want to feel it. It doesn't feel good. The sooner you feel it, the sooner it will pass. This is how it works with our uncomfortable feelings. So how do you allow yourself to feel it? You just let it wash over you. You can, as you are first starting out and allowing yourself to feel feelings, you can ask yourself some questions to try to guide yourself into feeling. So those questions could be, does it feel hot? Does this feeling feel cold? Does it feel spiky? Where is it in my body? What is it doing in my body? What do I feel like I want to do? All those questions are ways for you to orient just back into your body. And again, if you can drop into your body and notice what's happening, you then are allowing yourself to feel the feeling. Our minds try to get us out of the experience. They try to make up stories about the feeling. They try to, you know, they also feed the feeling. If we're angry, we can ruminate in a story. The best way to get in out of that type of anger is just to drop back into your body and feel it. And then the third step here is if you need to communicate about this feeling with another person, let's say you're having an experience with another person and that's when the feeling comes up. First you stop, then you feel it. And then once the feeling has mainly moved through you, then you're ready to start talking about it. And you can do that very simply by saying, I feel blank. Just using this little guide, I'm going to talk a little more about that step three, but using this guide keeps us safe in a sense, because what usually happens when we have feelings, we usually get really impulsive. We want to like say something right now. You know, I'm talking more about anger in this instance, but like if let's say I were to get really angry, I get impulsive, I want to say something right now, I want to explode the anger out. Well, that never goes well, does it? So if we put the communication on hold and allowed ourselves to feel the feeling first, then stepped back into the relationship and communicated about it once the feeling has passed, our relationships would run so much smoother. So we may have to say when we are in an emotional upheaval, like, if we are, you know, let's say it's a fight with our lover or whatever, you may have to say, like, I'm feeling really emotional right now. I need to step away. Or I'm feeling something right now. I just need space to feel it. And once we feel it, we cool down. We always cool down eventually. And then we're able to approach the person and talk about it. I'm going to take a little break, but when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how you can talk about it, talk about your feelings with someone in a safe way. And then I'm also going to touch on anger and what I have found is the best way to cope with feeling angry. So stay tuned and I'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
There are a lot of questions about psychic reading and messages from beyond and what they say to us and about us. Join hosts Pat Nelson and Bryce Korsanowski for Illuminating You. Our program will answer many of the questions that you may have and others will have. Our guests discuss and share their personal stories of triumph over trauma. We'll talk about all aspects of healing, living as a part of nature, and other psychic and medium topics. Listen every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Every moment that we live provides us with numerous opportunities to grow more deeply spiritually through our active engagement in positive, concrete ways that can uplift, encourage, and help ourselves and each other. Become a part of Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program will include guests who will share their experiences with you to inspire you to help create a peaceful, cooperative present and future, and to explore your creativity and the valuable contributions which you can make. Our Sacred Journey airs live Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Seventh Wave.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Listening to The Truth About Love. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to soulfulshelly@gmail.com. Now, back to The Truth About Love.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining me again. This is Shelley Bullard, and we are talking about feelings today on The Truth About Love. One of my favorite subjects, I have to say. I'm a deep, deep feeler, and I've more recently come to really appreciate that about myself. I recognize that the more I allow myself to really feel, the more full my life feels. I feel more connected to what's real. I feel greater experiences of love and bliss. And then I also am learning how to navigate harder feelings, but I'm not feeling so overtaken by them. And I recognize that they're manageable and that they pass pretty quickly if I allow myself to feel them. So that's what I'm talking about today. And before I went on the break, I was giving you all just a little mini guide of how to safely feel your feelings. So real quickly, again, the first step when you feel an emotional reaction coming on is to stop. Literally just stop and kind of orient to what's going on inside of you. The second step is just feel whatever it is you're feeling. So if you feel compelled to cry, cry. If you feel anger surging through your body, feel the anger. Feel whatever is there. And then the third step is to talk about it if that feels important. The third step happens after the strong emotional experience has passed through you. That's the best time for us to talk about our feelings, when we're more composed. Because I don't know about you, but I've had plenty of experiences where I'm emotionally not composed, and conversations don't go so well from that place. Of course not. And then we end up feeling, you know, bad about ourselves, and that shame comes on. And often we associate the shame with the feeling. Like, if only I didn't feel that way, that wouldn't have gone so bad. Well, feelings are normal and natural, and we all feel always, all different types of ways. We can associate this, like, where we can have this idea that if we have anger, we're a bad person, or if we are depressed or having a bad day, that something's wrong with us. Nothing's wrong with you. Like, anger's a normal human emotion. We all feel it. We just haven't been taught how to feel it in a safe way, and so that's why we develop some shame around it. But if you feel anger, you're just a human being, like the rest of us. So when we in this third step, when you come back together with someone to talk about feelings that you were having, the best way to do that is to use an I statement, which is, I feel blank, and fill in the blank. It's really important for us to take responsibility for our feelings. Part of what can alienate us from other people is when we blame our emotional experience on them, or we put our emotional experience on them. That automatically shuts someone down and, you know, makes them want to leave the conversation, frankly. So keep that in mind when you're discussing your feelings. Keep in mind that your feelings are yours. And revisit the conversation when you're feeling in more of a cool, calm place. Like I said before the break, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking specifically about anger, because I think it is a really tricky emotion for many of us. Like I was just saying, a lot of us can have a lot of shame about having or feeling anger. And it can be a scary emotion. We're not really sure what to do with it. You know, it can feel kind of violent, you know, either within our systems, or maybe we, you know, that we've been exposed to people being violent when they're angry. So anger's tricky. Again, I just want to say that it is a normal human emotion. It's what we do with it that, you know, makes us feel comfortable or not. So I have found for myself one way to deal with my anger that is very helpful is by using physical exercise as the mode for me to get in touch with the anger in my body and to expel it out of my body. If you've ever had an experience where you feel really anger, usually there is like a lot of energy in your body, and there is this desire to kind of push it out. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that before, but that's how it feels for me. It's like you almost feel like a volcano, like it's building and building and like you want to explode. I have found that for me personally, the way I like to do physical exercise is I'm a runner. I really love running, actually. And I, you know, if I am feeling angry, a run, a really good hard run, is so satisfying for me and can really help me not only get in touch with the anger in my body. So when I'm on the run, I can kind of feel the anger in my chest and I try to feel it in my body. But it also helps me expel the energy of the anger. So I'll even perhaps push myself even harder, or sometimes it's a little embarrassing to admit. I think I even did this today, actually. I might even like punch the air or do some sort of movement that just like helps me feel it and get it out of my system. I know a lot of people also, I've heard of this before, that people use artwork to help them get in touch with their anger. And I could see how that could be satisfying if I was like really scribbling something, maybe using like a red crayon or something. I don't know. The point is, find an outlet for an emotion like anger that feels scary to feel. I have also found with anger, I just want to say this too, that when I feel angry, I usually, and especially if it comes on quickly, I usually want to go be alone and kind of process it and deal with it. And that seems important just to say, because sometimes when we're having an argument with our partner or anyone else, we can feel like we want to continue to process it. Even if a person's getting really emotionally undone, we can stay in that highly tense experience and try to keep pushing it. And, you know, I wonder if that's really a good route to go. I kind of don't think that it is. I think that perhaps a better thing could be to allow a person to storm off, kind of have their fit, and then come back to you when they're ready to talk. Again, there's a lot of shame around that. There's a lot of shame around, like, you shouldn't slam doors and you shouldn't, like, storm out of a conversation. Well, maybe you should. If the other option is, like, getting really upset at someone and saying something that you regret, then probably leaving the conversation is the best thing to do. So I think it's important for us to have a lot of compassion for each other in our emotions and to allow people to process them the way they feel most comfortable with. It may not be what you like, you know, if your partner gets angry and they have to leave for a moment, that may not feel good to you, but it may be the best thing for everyone involved. One last little thing about anger that I want to say. Sometimes it is the way our mind reacts to anger that is the worst piece. So if you've ever gotten into an argument or a fight with someone, you know, that the argument is bad enough. But if you notice the moments or days or hours, whatever, after the argument, when your mind is going through the scenario, that can be the worst. That could be way worse than what the actual argument was. And that's our ego. Our ego just sticks on to that scenario and ruminates and obsesses and processes. And that can feel pretty awful. That's suffering right there. So the best way to cope with that experience, when you find yourself ruminating in anger, is to, number one, notice it. Again, notice that you're doing that. Try to drop more into your body again. Drop out of your head and more into your body. What does this feel like? Is it hot? Is it cold? Just try to feel it in your body. And then I would move into doing some sort of physical exercise or something to try to expel it. And you may have to do that over and over and over again, but just notice and recognize that when you sit there and ruminate in your mind about something, it makes it 10 times worse. And it's really you just, it's avoiding a feeling. We avoid the feeling by thinking about it overly, over and over and over again. So when you allow yourself to actually just feel it, it will move through you pretty quickly. Okay, so that's the anger piece. When I come back, I'm going to go on a little break right now, but when I come back, I'm going to talk about a classic intimacy cycle that happens between the masculine and feminine that provokes a lot of feelings, and what we can do to be more mindful about this process and just more accepting with our partners when we're going through this particular intimacy cycle. So stay tuned and I will be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Are you looking for better sex? Learn how to have the best sex of your life when you join Ellen Etoff and her program, Ecstatica, the way to an erotic, ecstatic love life. You'll explore every aspect of love, sex, and intimacy, and discover new realms of possibility, including the spiritual dimensions of sex. It's an adults-only world with guest experts sharing valuable tips and techniques and so much more. Cultivate the powerful energies of sexuality and an undefended heart. Listen and join in live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Have you discovered your true self yet? When we clearly understand how we create our reality, we can develop empathy and love for our humanity and that of others. Listen to Explorations in Consciousness with Dr. Joe. Your host, Dr. Joe Mancini, has spent years helping individuals get unstuck and find direction in their lives. Find out more by tuning into our expert guests and participants on Explorations in Consciousness, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Listening to The Truth About Love. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to soulfulshelly@gmail.com. Now, back to The Truth About Love.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me. I'm happy to have you here. Every time I hear that intro come in, I have like this big smile on my face. I'm really happy to be doing this show. And thank you all so much for the feedback you've been giving me and for the support, for hanging out and listening. And I hope that this is helpful to you, because that's why I'm doing it. I just want to be able to reach more people and talk about relationships and talk about just the truth about who we are and how to feel more love in our lives. So please feel free to reach out to me if you haven't already. I'm on Facebook. You can find me at Shelley Bullard, MFT, or just Shelley Bullard. And I would love to hear from you on my Facebook pages. And then you can come find me on my website, which is shellybullard.com. And in particular, I would love to hear about what you want to hear about from me. What types of topics do you want me to be talking about, both on my show and on my blog? I write an article every week. And so I would be happy to take suggestions. And also, it's nice to have you come hang out with me on my Facebook page, because then we can interact a little bit. And I like that. So today I'm talking about feelings, which I love. I said that last time, but it's true. The more I think about it, I'm just such a deep feeler. And so it's important to talk about. And I think that a lot of us don't have a lot of education when it comes around how to feel our feelings. So I'm just giving you some tips about what I know about feelings. Before I went on the break, I talked about anger and how we can use physical exercise to help us process our anger. You know, I just realized that more recently, that that was an option for me. I never really consciously thought about it. But once I figured it out, I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense, that physical exercise would help me process my anger. And I've been practicing that more and more, just consciously using exercise as an outlet for my anger if I'm feeling it in that particular day. And it's helping a lot. It feels really good. So I encourage you to do the same if that feels right for you. Right now, I want to talk about a particular, I'm calling it a cycle that happens in intimate relationships. It's something that provokes a lot of emotion, probably both for men and women. And this cycle is, it happens specifically between the masculine and feminine in a romantic relationship. And how it typically looks, although there's going to be a lot of different versions to this, but how it typically looks is the feminine, or the woman, perhaps, will feel a fear of abandonment in relationship. And the masculine, or the man, you can say, not always the man, but we'll just say the man, can feel a fear of being trapped or a fear of losing his freedom. And the reason I'm bringing this cycle up during this episode of The Truth About Love is this cycle in itself is the cause of a lot of intense feelings for people in relationships. So I'm going to do my best to kind of describe what happens and see if you relate to this happening in your relationship or if it's ever happened for you. So all of us have these kind of ingrained fears within us, and it's more typical for a woman to feel that fear of abandonment. And we're always going to be triggered. You know, if we have that, if we're that type of person where we are scared of being abandoned, we're going to feel triggered because people are going to abandon us, just even in small ways. But when a woman feels that fear of abandonment come on, it can be a surge of feelings for her. If she feels like, let's say, her partner is backing away or distancing or moving away from her, a lot of feelings can come up. The fear can get much bigger. She can feel angry. She can feel hurt. She can feel really scared. And usually when we have that type of surge of feelings, we'll move towards the person we feel is abandoning us. Now, on the other side of this cycle is, I'm going to call it the man, but it doesn't always have to be a man, but there's the masculine who his main fear is this fear of being trapped or this fear of being overtaken. So as he perhaps distances and his partner starts moving towards him, his fear of being trapped is going to surge and he's going to start backing away more. So he'll back away and she'll move more towards him, which will cause him to back away further, which causes her to move towards him. As you can see, this cycle, or if you can get a feel for what I'm talking about, the cycle feeds on itself and it causes the two people in the relationship to both feel really uncomfortable. The feminine is stuck in her feelings of being abandoned and the masculine is stuck in his feelings of like, I'm being overtaken. So similar to the way I was talking about how to deal with feelings, any feelings that come up at any time, I want to give you just a small guide of how to cope with this particular relationship dynamic, because it's a really big one. It happens in most relationships, and I think a lot of us really would love to find a partner where it's not going to happen with them, and that's almost impossible. It's basically impossible, I think. It's just a natural dynamic that occurs in relationships. So how do we deal with this? Well, number one, I just want to start by saying we need to have compassion for our partners and for anyone we're in a relationship with, for that matter. We need to have compassion for people and for the feelings that they have, that stuff comes to the surface and they're going to be compelled to react in a certain way. The more we can start to have compassion and acceptance for everyone's feelings, the better off we're all going to be. That's not to say that, you know, under no circumstances should you tolerate someone attacking you or making you feel horrible or any kind of abusive anything that's happening in a relationship. That is never okay to tolerate, and you need to set boundaries around that. But we also need to have some compassion and recognize people are not perfect. We all have wounds, and we're all going to have feelings sometimes. We have to have compassion for it. If you happen to experience either the fear of abandonment or that fear of being trapped, the first step in dealing with it is recognize the fear as it comes up. Again, it's the first thing. Just stop and recognize, oh, I'm feeling triggered again in that way that I feel triggered in relationships. You know, you'll recognize it because you've probably felt it before in other relationships. There it is again. The second step is for you to recognize this is my fear. Take ownership of it. This is my experience. While yes, it is of course being provoked with this other person and they are probably doing something that's making it worse, it is your own fear that's inside of you. So it's just important to take ownership of it. And then the third step, and I think this is the most important step, is to take a time out or take some time to reconnect in to yourself. Connect back into your center. Connect back into the love that's within you. Take some deep breaths. And do your best to recenter back to your heart so you can feel calm again and so you can feel safe again. When we learn to do this, which is essentially self-soothing, we can stop ourselves from having like a full emotional overload breakdown. And we may have emotional overload breakdowns, we're going to probably, but we don't have to have so many if we can learn to recognize that we are having a strong feeling and do our best to regulate ourselves through it. And then there's actually a fourth step that I think is really important, especially when it comes to this dynamic, and that is connect with people who help you feel safe again. And this may or may not be your partner. It may or may not, you know, depends on the circumstance, or may not be even the person, you know, it might not be the person who's triggered. It could be your friends. It could be a therapist. It could be family members. But connect back in with people who help you remember that you're okay and help you feel safe again. Again, it's so important for us to remember that emotions pass really quickly if we, you know, actually feel them and let them move through us. We tend to get into a really hard emotional state and we think this is going to stay here forever. But it's not. It's going to actually move. So the best thing you can do is do whatever it takes to take care of yourself. And once the emotion passes through, then you're good to go again. So again, for that specific scenario of feeling abandoned or feeling trapped in a relationship, the steps are recognize that you're having that fear, take ownership of the fear, recenter yourself through breathing or meditation or taking a time out, and then connect with people who make you feel safe and loved again. I'm going to head off into another break, but when I come back, I'm going to give you some simple do's and don'ts of feelings. And yeah, stay tuned. I'll be right back.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness. You are listening to The Truth About Love. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to soulfulshelly@gmail.com. Now, back to The Truth About Love.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's felt like a really good show for me to be talking about this. I feel like it's such an important topic, the topic of feelings, and it's so relevant. We feel different feelings every day. We feel hopefully a lot of good things every day, but we also feel challenging things every day. So it's important for us to know how to navigate these waters, and I've enjoyed talking about it with you. I want to give you some simple do's and don'ts of feelings real quick before we wrap up the show. So, number one, do feel your feelings fully and do so in a safe place. I've already talked about this a little bit, but allow yourself to really go there. I'm telling you, it feels good. You know how you – have you ever – I know you have. Have you ever had a good cry? You cried and you just really let yourself go there, and afterwards you just felt so refreshed and like cleansed and almost like, okay, now you can move on with your day? I mean – that's what it's like when you allow yourself to really feel your feelings. It's like completely satisfying. It's scary in the moment, and yes, some feelings don't feel good, but if you can allow yourself to really go there, I'm telling you, you will move through to the other side and it will feel fantastic. You know, I do recommend doing this with people who you feel safe with. Like, my favorite place to feel emotional is in my therapist's office, and I do it every week. You know, I cry probably most weeks in there with her, and it's helpful to have her just present with me, and I know she's caring about me, and I can really go into my emotional experience. So I highly recommend that. don't tell people off. I know that it seems obvious, but it's not for some people. You know, I'm laughing about this, but this is actually pretty serious. It's never justifiable to explode onto someone else. It's never justifiable to throw your emotions onto someone else. It's really not. It's actually, that's abuse. And while I want to say, you know, we are all human, we are not perfect, we make mistakes. Sometimes our emotions are going to get the best of us, and we probably have or will say things that hurt other people. That's a part of the human experience. If you've done that before, I would suggest not beating yourself up over it, apologizing for the behavior as quickly as possible, and doing your best to do better next time. You know, it doesn't ever feel good for anyone to kind of explode on other people or to get really angry at other people. People who hurt us are hurting very deeply. That's just how it works. You don't hurt people or say mean things if you yourself aren't hurting. And so just remember that it's never okay to throw your emotions onto someone else, okay? Do set boundaries. If there is a person in your life that continuously causes emotional upheaval for you, this is a sign that maybe you need to set boundaries so this person isn't as close to you in your life anymore. I mean, I don't know how that sounds to people, but it's just kind of true. We are responsible for our own emotional well-being. And that includes like who we choose to be in contact with. And I think a lot of times we want people to change so that they're not hurting us so much anymore, but sometimes we have to make the change and choose to not be around people who hurt us on a regular basis. You know, it's easier said than done, but that is, that's a big one. Let's see. Don't get hard on yourself for having a feeling. Like I was saying a little bit at the beginning of the show, feelings are normal. And every feeling is a normal feeling to have. Even the ugliest ones, right? Even the rage, even the anger, the despair. They're human emotions. We all experience them. So nothing's wrong with you if you feel feelings. Try not to feel shame about that, and try not to judge yourself for having feelings. A lot of us think the answer is to like not have a certain feeling, and that's impossible. When we try to not have certain feelings, we're just repressing ourselves and we're setting ourselves up for emotional downfall and emotional downfall in the future. So just be easy on yourself. When you're having a hard time emotionally, be easy on yourself and do what you can do to take care of yourself, okay? I think this is a big one. Do call on your people to help you remember who you are. If you're going through an emotional time, find some support. It helps so much to just lean on people. Support groups are really helpful because they help us remember that we're not alone. And especially, you know, some more support groups where people are talking about their feelings. It's like, oh yeah, okay, other people have feelings too. So that's really nice. And then reach out to the people who know you and love you. And it can help you remember what an amazing person you are. Because it can be hard for us to see our greatness sometimes when we're going through an emotionally challenging time. So I would just encourage you to reach out for support. Okay, well, that's it for today. It's been so lovely to have this episode, and thank you all again for joining me. Please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you on Facebook, on my website. Tell me what you're up to. Tell me what questions you have about relationships and love. And I would love to continue the conversation. Have an amazing week, and I will talk to you all next week. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you again for listening. You can join host Shelley Bullard and The Truth About Love again next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a wonderful week.